Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Rain. 64 degrees. Updated weather. Flood watch. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Rain. 64 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Rain. 64 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Rain. 64 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Rain. 70 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Rain. 70 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.
The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 73 degrees.
QSD, QSD, QSD. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4 Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I'll be the net control for tonight's University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAUM repeater and Echolink and All-Star. Yes, Echolink and All-Star are back. This is a directed net and is open to all licensees. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss the event, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. The W8UM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I will take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink, then All-Star stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now.
On November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave, pedestrian mobile.
N8SBE, Dave, good evening. The frequencies are yours.
Thank you. Well, we're doing our typical neighborhood walk, and I don't know if there's too much else to talk about. I guess we did have a kind of a birthday party out on our new deck a couple of days ago. Well, actually, yesterday, come to think of it. A friend of my granddaughter's was having her birthday, so she decided to invite them over, and it was pretty nice. So there you have it. Back to that NASB.
Okay, thank you, Dave, for checking in. Beautiful weather for pedestrian mobile and for a birthday party on the new deck. Fantastic. Do we have any other short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now. Nothing heard. So do we have any Echolink stations? Any Echolink stations? Please call now.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Oscar India Sierra, John.
right, KB8OIS, John on Echo Link. Beautiful audio tonight, John. Beautiful audio. We'll put you at the top of the list. Do we have any all-star stations? Any all-star stations, please call that. All other stations, please call Net Control now. Anybody, anywhere, any motion, call Net Control WA4DSR now.
WSAU, this is that.
Charlie 8, Tango Oscar, Don.
06, November Uniform.
WSAU, AD8TO, and KB6NU. Do we have any other stations we need to check in? Please call Net Control WA4DSR now. Right. Well, two announcements. First of all, obviously, Echo Link and All-Star are back. And a big thanks to everyone who made that happen. Got the email from John and checked it out. And to Don for his work on this. And for all the unknown, well-known, but unrecognized people who keep that system going. Thank you so much. And my second announcement has to do the astronomy one. So Venus on the 14th next week will have its greatest elongation from the sun. It'll be magnitude minus 4.3, so it's many times brighter than Sirius, the brightest star in the night sky. And if you have a small telescope, it'll look like a half moon. It'll be half illuminated because of the angle between the sun, Venus, and the Earth. So have a go at it. It's the brightest object in the western sky at sunset. So with that, let me start with John, KB8OIS. Thanks for the good news on Echo Link.
Yeah, it's nice to have Echo Link and All-Star back on. So yeah, that was quite the ordeal, KB8OIS. Now the only thing to report is obviously with the satellite dish. Things are progressing well. The group dish had cleaned up of the excess parts and cables and put those aside and did some testing. And I don't know what satellite they hooked onto, but they got some images. It looked from the Middle East. So at least the video is coming through. We received the audio amplifiers, came in on Friday. So those may get hooked up on Tuesday. So Tuesday the repair group will meet in the shack, and then we'll head over to T.G. Brown and continue our work.
All right, well, that's great, John. Thanks for the update on the satellite dish. I think that'll be real powerful. And I don't know if there'll be a call for tracking of Artemis 3, which will be in low Earth orbit and difficult. But hopefully there will be a call for tracking of Artemis 4, the lunar mission. And I think we'll be well positioned to track that and be part of that. So anyway, thanks again for all your efforts up there. Next up is WSAU Matt, followed by HDHTO. Matt, any news for us?
I'm obviously Echo Link and All-Star are working again. I actually do have a use for them. There's a tree in that and then a TGIF TMR net versus a Brandmeister TMR net, and I believe it's possible to link that via Echo Link or All-Star. I think it just has nodes for both. And connect to it that way, so I would have a way to connect to that net if I could figure out how to what the right GPMF codes are to connect the receivers or something. And the other interesting thing, which I think things cleared up and kind of in the neighborhood around you and me, is on Packard, where it was I think the most interesting piece of traffic engineering I've seen, interesting in a bad way, where they closed the road down to a single lane, not one lane in each direction, but a single lane where traffic only passed in one direction or the other. And instead of either routing one of the lanes of traffic off a detour around on a side street or having a flag person to control the traffic, they simply moved the stop bar like a block back from the light and set up the traffic light to have red or a green only in one direction at a time, which I think was confusing to everyone. Even on a bike, I didn't figure out that that's what was happening until I was already in the middle of it where it was blocking the traffic from the other direction. You know, I probably think it just ride off onto the side, but in cars you can't really do that. So I don't know who thought that was a good idea, but it seems to be done with wherever they were working at, and it seems to be opened up now. But I was really surprised that at some point I didn't see little bits of broken plastic everywhere in there from someone who had gone through that without realizing what was going on and seeing someone else. Seems like a very dangerous way to do it. Anyhow, thanks for running that. Thanks, man. Let me take you.
Okay, Matt. I got caught in that. My wife and I got caught in that the other day, and we finally decided we cut off to the right and took a side street to get down to Industrial. So, it was a big mess. Planning by the city. So, anyway, next up is ACATO, followed by KB6NU. Don, any news from North Campus?
ACATO Don, thank you, Pat. News from North Campus, not a lot, and I have no idea what became of the Echo Link or All-Star, any of that. So if anyone wants any information, I'm the wrong person to ask. But there's complaining about that construction seems to be a tradition of evening. I'll say, they just closed down Ellsworth and Ann Arbor Saline Road, I guess for 8 weeks. This is a county, not the city, but it is a very dangerous intersection. They're going to scrape off a hill, regrade it to get better visibility, because it was pretty much blind and very dangerous. So I'll be glad when it's done, but it's a pain. I'm frequently in that area since I live kind of down Pittsfield Township towards Saline. That's about it for me, ACTO.
All right, yeah, Don. Yeah, I've been frustrated driving around the last week or two. It's just been, you think you're clear, and use Apple Maps to try to see which roads are blocked, and they're not complete, and it's just a real mess. So hopefully they get this done before the first football game or the students come back in 2 weeks. We shall see. On the first round through the list is KB6NU. Dan. Dan, the frequencies are yours.
For DSR the net, KB6NU. Well, thank you, Pat. My big news is I've managed to make over 1,000 contacts from the new POTA entity at Bandimer Park. Well, all through Ann Arbor on the border-to-border trail, which is part of the Iron Bell Trail. And I think now I'm going to take a little break, a week or two maybe, to take a break from POTA. I worked a little bit hard at it. Now it's time to take a break. I'm going to be teaching a class in Las Vegas, actually, this coming week. And my wife has been warning me about how hot it is there, and of course I know that, but it's going to be another fun week in Las Vegas, or a couple days anyway. With that, back to you. This is KB6NU.
Okay, Dan, thanks very much for the update. 1,000 contacts. Do you have a life outside of POTA? Because I'm just being facetious there. That completes our first run through the list. Let me see if we have any new check-ins or rechecks. Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call Net Control WA4GSR now.
KE8PWV.
All right. That recognizes KE8PWV on Echo Link. Welcome back, and the frequencies are yours, Mike.
Yep, thank you. Whoever reestablished the connection, thank you. I got part of John's transmission, so I don't know if it was him or Don or whoever, but thank you. Really appreciate having Echo Link back. I saw it sometime middle of last week. I think it was Tuesday, maybe. Last Tuesday. And, yeah, I was wondering also, Don, maybe at the end, maybe you can tell me how long is that stretch of Ann Arbor, Saline, and Ellsworth going to be closed? It's like the roundabouts. Geez, is it going to be like 4 or 5 months? I hope not. And a comment for Dan, is there anything after COTA? Of course, Dan might have picked up and said probably bowling. And also for Dan, is there a version of your class online so I can maybe point somebody to that? Got a friend that's up in Duluth and wanted to ship him some pointer to an online class. Anyways, that's about it. Nothing really exciting for him. Adventures for me otherwise. And thank you, of course, Pat, for running the net. And 73KE8PWV.
And KP6NU, you want to answer his questions?
KP6NU. You know, there actually is a recording of one of my one-day classes on my YouTube channel, but as you may know or may not know, the question pool is just updated July 1st, so it doesn't cover all the questions exactly. In fact, now that you mention it, I probably should take that down. But other than that, I don't know of any online kind of things that cover the new question pool. There might be, but I just don't know.
Fine business. Thank you.
One final call. Any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Here's your last chance. WA4DSR for net.
ATO reject.
Go ahead.
Thanks. Yeah, on the question about the, this is ACTO, by the way, on the question on the construction closure at Ann Arbor, Saline, and Ellsworth, the announcement from the county was beginning August 1st, so Saturday, yesterday, for approximately 8 weeks, completely closed. So, like, to the west, you've got to go down Wagner or to the east. You can take Ann Arbor, Saline as far as Maple, and then head on Maple down into Saline. But the next crossroad that's open to the south is Textile, and I'm painfully aware because my church is right at that corner, and I'm there once or twice a week, and it's completely, the intersection is completely ripped apart. They've actually already started, so they're saying 8 weeks. We'll see. I hope it doesn't extend past the beginning of October. And on the question about online courses, like Dan said, I don't know anything online, but, you know, they're just downloading Dan's tech guide, the book, the printed form, I mean, or you can read it online on the PDF. That's really helpful, and I strongly encourage people to give that a try. So I'll put in a free plug for Dan's book, just as reading material. That's it for me, ECTO.
Okay, thank you very much for the updates, Don. Really appreciate it. I will certainly stay away from Ellsworth and Saline for the next 2 to 3 months. It sounds like a total mess. Anyway, with that, anyone else have any final comments? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard. So tonight we had a total of 6 stations checking in, plus myself, for a total of 7 on frequency. Hopefully we get some more after the dog days of August are over. And with that, I thank you, everyone. Looking forward to talking to all of you and more, same time, same frequency, next week. WA4DSR clear.
And WA4DSR KE8PWV, just a quick question there, Pat.
Sure, go ahead.
I shouldn't say obviously, but I did attend the net late. Has anybody reached out to Larry to inform him that we're back on the air for us Echo Linkers?
Yeah,
Okay, VHOIS.
John.
Thanks, Pat. Yeah, I did speak to Pat. I don't know how many months, 2 months ago. I tried calling Larry at his home. I get his voicemail, but no response. Whether that was 2 months or 5 months ago, I don't recall, but I did try that. And the second route I've been trying are the people up in, not Hancock, Michigan, in Houghton, Marquette, Michigan. Larry checks in frequently, or did, to the WAEIL repeater. That repeater has been pretty much off the air, at least when I checked, for the past 2 months. So I don't know if Mike has had medical problems too up there. So I don't have anything definitive other than I've left a message and have not heard back. Back to you, Mike and Pat, KBA2IS.
Thanks, John. Nice to hear you as well. But I don't tend to the Marquette repeater very much. In fact, I don't think I've ever even touched it. But thank you, and I appreciate it. I just thank you for also reaching out to Larry. That's it's nice to hear regular people, and just wanted to find out if he knew. 7-3 to you both, and I'll be clear. KE8 TWV.
KDHOS. Yeah, Pat. And the same thing. I've touched base with Bruce's nephew, who lives in Willis or Milan. Again, that may have been 6 months to a year ago, and it was kind of unusual because his nephew asked if I had heard from Bruce. I told him no, so I suspect Bruce is probably an SK now. KDHOS.
I keep looking once a week for obituary. Start again. I keep looking for obituary notices about once a week for him, and nothing has shown up yet. And I thought there was a way on the Echolink page to figure out when the last time somebody logged in, but I haven't been able to find that yet. So it certainly tells you which ones are on the air now. Anyway, with that, thanks, John, for all your efforts on that. We'll hope for the best. Maybe we'll hope for the best, but I fear the worst. WA4DSR clear.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.